By this evening, it's hoped that an Australian medical team will be on site in the devastated city of Tacloban in the Philippines. 8 doctors, 15 nurses and support staff, including a radiographer, are due to fly out of Darwin today. They face a challenging and desperate situation when they arrive. Correspondent Stephen McDonald is in the Philippines. Stephen McDonald, good morning. Are you seeing there yet where you are the full force of international aid arriving?
Yes, well, I'm speaking to you from Ramah, the military airport in Cebu, where I'm not sure if you can hear it, but a C-130 is loading up its engines. They're pouring on material to be taken into Tacloban, food, medical supplies, and there are also some soldiers joining them as well. And so, yes, this is the main staging point now for the entire area. Anything that comes in now is coming through Cebu, then they're putting on these military transports, and then from here, taking off into the worst affected areas.
Stephen, it's one thing to get the aid into Tacloban. Are the aid workers confident they can get to the areas of most need with that aid?
I wouldn't say confident. There are still a lot of people there, not anywhere near helping. There are so many islands, they're so remote. To be able to reach these flattened communities is so difficult. And so even, for example, Tacloban, at least there's an airstrip there. There are lots of smaller islands with no airstrip. So they're well short of being confident that they're helping anybody. In fact, they're struggling to reach the people even in the most densely populated areas.
The situation is dire, very hard for most of us to imagine. How are the authorities coping with, say, the control of the population, given that so much is in such shortage?
Well, what they've had to do is, on certain flights, we've been watching lots of these C-130s taking off out of Cebu Airport, and in places where you would have had aid, they've had to be putting special forces soldiers on there. And as soon as they have to hit the ground at the other end, they come pouring out and start guarding the aid shipments. And already they've apparently started shooting people. They're saying at least in one case, they shot dead 2 looters, apparently communist insurgents who tried to intercept an aid convoy. But I should tell you the other thing that's quite strange. Where I am now, the mood is pretty buoyant, you know. The military here, they're trying to help people. They've got the aid agencies here. It's all being coordinated, and it's sort of all the materials going out to where it's most needed. However, the C-130s, they go out in one direction with the aid. When they land and they come back in here from places like Tacloban, those who've been affected walk through quietly like zombies, really. They just come staring at their feet, and they walk back through, and all of a sudden the mood here changes. When you see the people who've been living through the devastation caused by this powerful typhoon.
So that evacuation of people of Tacloban will go on indefinitely, do you think?
Certainly will. They keep taking these military planes in packed full in one direction, and then they'll return with people coming back in the other. And they'll keep doing that till they can clear, well, I'd have to imagine the majority of the population out of Tacloban, because there's nothing there. Imagine you've got an entire city. And then you take away food, you take away electricity, you take away shelter. Well, it can't sustain itself for very long. And then there are all these communities beyond Tacloban. So people are walking into Tacloban from much more isolated, devastated areas, hoping for some help. What they're finding is the remnants of the city that used to be there. So really, they've got to get a lot of people out of there, at least so they can start clearing the debris and start building tent cities and the like, and having to some sort of a semblance of a recovery. At the moment, it's still a rescue operation, really.
And, Stephen, what's your plan there?
Our plan is to get onto one of the military planes and fly into Tacloban today. The ABC team has been battling in that most devastated area. Now they're pretty short on water and food like everybody else. And so we'll attempt to get in there on one of these flights to give them a bit of assistance. Our bags are jammed full with food and water. They're pretty heavy. We're actually initially getting on the plane that you can hear right now, but they've just told us no reporters getting on this flight. I'm standing here next to another a journalist from the Guard that's been bumped as well, because they're prioritising the military and medics, and it's pretty hard to argue with that, I guess.
Our correspondent, Stephen McDonald, in the Philippines.